Hello and welcome to the Place-Based Methodologies at UTS podcast series. I am Ilaria Vanya Carigi, and this morning I'm here with Leila Stevens, who is a visual artist working with the moving image. Good morning.
Good morning, Ilaria.
I was wondering if we could start with your understanding of place in your research.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say I approach place through a sense of multiplicity, in that a place is formed through multiple cultural histories and practices, and that a place is always evolving through global influences. So this creates quite an interesting dialogue around what constitutes the local. So in the context of my own research, say looking at how something like Balinese culture, which is often seen as very traditional and insular, as having a long history of being defined through global influences like trade and colonialism and tourism.
And how do you research specifically Balinese culture? Which methodologies do you use?
So I am a visual artist, as you mentioned. I work with moving image. So this means that my methodologies are a little bit different to traditional scholarship, in that I'm working towards a creative practice that will eventually be shown within a gallery context. So I go through a number of research steps to realize an artwork, and they all have a slightly different approach, you could say. In my initial research, I use a lot of photography and video documentation as a way of mapping my subject matter. So you could say this is a kind of sensory ethnography around, engaging with a place through things like walking and engaging with local people. But I also employ a lot of more traditional archival and discourse research around my subject matter as an initial research, and often, a particular historical reference or archival source becomes the inspiration for their final artwork. So that's the initial research. And then ultimately I'm using moving image as a way of engaging with a particular research question. And through the process of making the artwork and a self-reflexive engagement with that process, I arrive at my theoretical framework.
So would you know if this methodology that you just described is used in other disciplines?
Creative-led research is usually across creative fields, like visual and performing arts and creative writing or design. But specifically, the use of photography and video documentation as a research methodology is now found across a wide field of social sciences and humanities.
You have already described some of your fieldwork, and I was wondering if you would like to add anything else. For instance, which technologies do you use to gather and analyze your data?
Yes, so in my initial fieldwork, I'd be using quite a simple camera kit, so a DSLR camera and a lightweight tripod that I can carry around with me. Occasionally, I also use a Zoom recorder just to record the oral impression of a landscape, and they're quite easy and very powerful tools to use. And then in my final shoot for an artwork, I'd be using more professional equipment, so I'd have a camera or lighting assistant to help me with that. But then with editing, I use mostly Adobe Lightroom for editing still-based media, and then Final Cut Pro for editing moving image. And both programs are quite good even in the initial editing and organizing all your data, because you can create collections of images and add metadata and make quite sophisticated edits through non-destructive editing, so you don't have to add unnecessary, you know, copies of your images that way, and you always have your original image to go back to. Probably another note I would say, when if you are in the field or on location, is to always bring two portable hard drives, so always back up your backup. I'm always very scared of losing my data when I'm overseas.
And what can you understand about a place using these methodologies?
I think with, you know, approaching research through a creative-led methodology, it means that you can have, you know, you're approaching research through a more intuitive and reflexive and immersive experience. And I think this is, you know, artistic processes, they're experimental, and they speak to a complexity of things, and they don't arrive at easy answers. So I think this is actually quite beneficial to contemporary scholarship in thinking of how, you know, issues surrounding place and how individuals relate to their environment and communities. Especially in this context of global economies, we should be approaching it through these ideas of complexity. So I think, yeah, creative-led research methodologies are very good for this.
And what advice would you give to students wanting to use these methodologies?
Well, if you wanted to use, I think using photography and video research methodologies is, you don't have to be an artist to do this, so you can use it for if you wanted a more broader approach to research outputs. So I imagine it suits very well projects that are leaning towards socially engaged outcomes, or things that are online or around, you know, design technologies. But for those, you know, artists who are engaging with, you know, creative-led research, I would, you know, just a note of encouragement, because sometimes it's very difficult to frame what you're doing as research, but it is, you know. So, yeah, creative-led research offers alternative methodologies and alternative forms of knowledge, and they do arrive at legitimate forms of research outputs.
Yes, indeed. Which text would you recommend? If you were to pick two texts, what would you recommend?
If you are engaging with creative-led research, I would recommend Ross Gibson. He, especially an article titled Known Worlds, he talks about this dual consciousness that artists have to have when both making and analyzing their work through research. And then if you were to, and then, yeah, Gillian Rose is also a very good resource on visual methodologies. And she really makes a good case on why visual images can be considered research, and gives step-by-step methods.
And could you give us an example, just one, from your current research?
So recently I made a moving image installation around silence or counterpoint histories of South Bali. So I visualized this through an installation that had three different video projections happening at the same time. And I used speculative or performance-based narratives to talk about the alternative histories or counter histories of Bali.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Not at this point, no. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laria.